Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
And action.
I thought it would be nice to eat chips while we record today.
Oh, great. What kind of chips are you eating there? This is a free advertisement for chips.
Popcorners.
Oh, my gosh. I love corners. I'm a big fan of eating corners. Hey, everybody. Welcome to Two Guys Talking About Lettuce. My name is Greg Benson.
I'm talking about lettuce.
My name is Greg Benzine. This is the kettle corn flavor, so they're a little sweet.
Sweet, a little salty, little happy, a little sad, lettuce. You know, kind of got it all lettuce. Together in there.
I don't know about sad. I don't know why.
Little calm, little angry, you know, you got a nice combination.
I wouldn't say angry.
All right. Pull down the anger a little bit. You got a little too much anger going on right now, but Craig.
Salty and sweet does not equate to angry and happy or
it
sad
obviously does with you, because listen to you right now, you're yelling at me. I don't need you to yell at me when we've just started. We haven't done a podcast in a couple of weeks, and you start off by yelling at me. This is not a good way to begin.
When there's a disagreement, you hear yells that aren't there.
I guess so. I guess I do. Mm-hmm. Oh, Craig,
all
it's
right,
nice
I'll put
to
them
see
down.
Listen, you've been sick recently. You've been busy working. And now finally you're better and we are back making a new episode. And I'm so glad to be back, because I got to tell you something. I've missed you and I've missed all of our listeners.
Mm. Oh,
I really have.
You've missed them?
Yeah, I really have missed our listeners.
But you don't actually see them when we record.
No, I don't need to see them to know that they're there. I can feel them in my heart.
Okay, that might be indigestion or...
Did you know that the show I Dream of Jeannie was originally named I Dream of Feces, and the storyline was very different?
I Dream of Feces?
Yeah, that's that's how they originally pitched the show. And instead of casting Barbara Eden, they just had a pile of shit.
Okay.
And so,
there's no Jeannie?
There's no Jeannie. There's just a pile of shit. And Roger, I guess, he gets this pile of shit.
I mean,
that was the problem. The plot didn't really go anywhere. So they're like, I don't know, we need to rethink I Dream of Feces.
Yeah, and feces is very off-putting, first of all. But a pile of anything as a character is not very compelling.
It's not? What about a pile of dead bodies? Do you ever think of that?
I mean, that's compelling in a scene where you want to shock people that a lot of people died.
Yeah.
But not as a character.
Okay.
I have
a VHS tape somewhere of the original pilot of I Dream of Feces.
Did you see what happened on the video just now?
Yeah, you gave a thumbs up, and then...
I didn't, though, but okay.
And then and then your computer...
Zoom automatically detected...
Yeah.
Yeah, but it
didn't work.
It does
that. I don't know.
Didn't work that time.
Phones do that now. When you're like, sometimes when I'm doing a live stream on Twitch, I don't know if you know this, but I have a show called Bad Movies Live on twitch.tv/mediocrefilms every Friday and Sunday night. Fridays at 6 Pacific, Sundays at 5 Pacific. Mm-hmm. We watch bad movies with special guests, and it's a lot of fun.
You know, when I pull up a podcast or I'm going to watch a show, I'm like, boy, I hope they promote something. I hope they tell me about something else.
That's exactly why I'm doing this, because I wanna make everybody happy. I'm trying to give people what they want.
Yeah, I don't want to experience now. I want to know what else is happening other places.
By the way, speaking of this podcast, guys, it's been a couple weeks, and I know that you guys sometimes are disappointed when we skip a week, so we are happy to offer, and this is a new exclusive offer for everyone listening to or watching this podcast. No, this is a serious offer. We are happy to offer 5% off of our podcast to anyone who wants it. All you have to do, simply listen to 5% less of each episode. You're welcome, everybody. 5% off.
Wait, so we're not really offering anything. You're just telling them to stop listening.
Yeah, 5%, 5% early. Like, look at the running time of each podcast, and let's say it's 49 minutes and 21 seconds. Well, obviously, you're going to calculate 5% of that, which is two minutes and 41 seconds.
You just got really quiet.
I was just trying to figure out what 5% was. That's all.
Yeah.
And I have to do math. It takes a while to do math. And then once you do the math and you figure out, then you subtract that number from the total running length, and then you set a timer. No, you get you go to Home Depot, you get a one of those day workers, and you go like, look. Yeah. I want you to watch my phone while I'm listening to this, walking around the neighborhood or whatever you're doing, driving. And then and then as soon as we get to this time code, press stop. And then then that way you get your 5% off.
A day worker.
Well, yeah,
for that?
I mean, that's listen, I'm trying to think of one of the cheapest ways that you can get this done. You know, you hire that way you're giving work to an immigrant who might need the work. A hardworking man or woman who has a family, you are helping support them, and you get 5% off the podcast. So there you go. Everybody wins. Win-win situation.
It seems unnecessary.
You seem unnecessary. Boom!
Oh. Wow.
Boom!
Greg. Jeez. Wow.
Yeah, I know.
I'm speechless. I'm speechless.
I know. I know. That's most unnecessary. People are speechless. We have a new review I want to read.
Okay.
You know, because sometimes when you've been away, all of a sudden there's things that have appeared. And we got a review from Clowno Jones via Apple Podcasts.
Oh, okay.
Just last month.
That my mother's name is Clowno.
Oh, I didn't. Oh, so this might be your mom leaving it. It's a 5-star review, and the title of the review is The Best, which I think is already a good start.
Yeah.
And it starts off saying, I am a caterpillar. Okay, so this is an example of a person who's not a person. Normally they say they're a human being. It says, I am a caterpillar.
They actually don't say what they are if they're human. They just start talking.
Sometimes they say, I'm a human being. You know?
Okay, that's true.
All I'm saying is, when people leave reviews, it's nice to let us know what exactly you are. I'd like to know if you're a human being or something else.
You don't need to tell us, because you are human if you are leaving a review.
This is a caterpillar. I am a caterpillar, and I gotta say,
this is
what Clowno Jones says. I'm a caterpillar, and I gotta say, you guys have a great podcast. I hate it. So I think that's 5 stars. I think that's great. Thank you so much.
I'm very confused.
Clowno Jones.
I'm confused as to how a caterpillar was able to listen and write a review.
Oh, what? Caterpillars don't have ears, you think?
I don't know, actually. Do they?
Well, Craig, if you don't do your research before we do these podcasts, then I don't know what to tell you. I mean, it's, you know, the onus is on you. I mean, you've got the onus. You know, Craig has the onus, you guys.
Stop talking about my onus, please.
Craig's got a nice onus, too. I got to tell you something. He's been here. We've gone swimming together. I've seen his onus. And it's nice.
Greg,
a real nice onus.
Well, I don't get it. I don't get it. What would make my onus better than someone else's?
You just have a real nice onus. I've always said that about you. I was like, that Benzene. And I mentioned that you to a friend recently, Craig, and they were like, "Oh, the guy with the real nice onus." I'm like, "Yeah, super nice onus."
Top. Would you describe my onus as supple?
No, of course not. That's disgusting.
No.
Top quality onus is how I would describe it. You know, it is a quality onus.
Thank you.
And so the onus is on you to do your research about it. Do caterpillars have ears? That's all you have to say. Here, hang on a second. Let me just Siri. Do caterpillars have ears?
I think what you need to do is give me a list of things I should research before we do the episode.
Do caterpillars have ears? Come on, Siri. Don't stop being a bitch. Answer my question.
Wow, you dumb bitch.
Why are you being a bitch?
Greg.
Siri, do caterpillars have ears or not, you stupid bitch?
No, you don't need to.
Hello? Oh, well, now she's angry at me.
Yeah, well, you weren't being very nice.
Well, she didn't answer my question. All right, I'm going to use Google. Hey, Google, you piece of shit.
Okay.
Do caterpillars have ears? Okay. Caterpillars do not have ears. Only some moths do. That's what Google says. But they do have opposable toothed mandibles to chew their food. Man.
Okay.
You learned so much in this podcast. Did you know that... Did you know that hair can also be used to detect sounds? In spiders, cockroaches, and caterpillars, tiny hair cells play the role of ears. That's why sometimes when you go to see like a roach or something like in a play, they say, tonight the role of ears is going to be played by tiny hairs.
What are you talking about?
I'm just saying like, you know how like, oh, come on, Craig, keep up. Tiny hair cells play the role of ears.
Okay. So do you, can you hear with your hair?
Yes, of course I can. Of course I can.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah. Right now I'm listening to the Steve Miller Band with my hair.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
How does that work?
Yeah, pretty good. It's the Circle of Love album, which is pretty good, but then don't listen to side two. You never want to listen to side two of the Circle of Love album.
What mechanism is allowing you to hear the song with your hair, but
I got the Apple Hair Music.
Oh.
Yeah.
Hair music?
Yeah, you don't have the Apple Hair Music?
No. So it just plays in your hair?
Yeah. Yeah, well it serves as a receptacle and then and it receives it receives it with its receptors which is in a receptacle.
Okay.
And then it stores the music in a receptacle and then you receive it with your receptors from the receptacle.
Uh-huh. Okay. So you have to put a receptacle in your head, in your hair.
That's exactly what you have to do.
Okay, I don't see a receptacle. Where is it exactly?
You don't see it. It's very small. Look, Apple makes tiny products. Yeah. You know, Apple's very advanced. I don't know if you know this. Apple's very advanced technologically.
Yes, I do know this. Yeah.
Yeah. By the way, you should go back in time and buy Apple stock. Go back like 20 years. Buy yourself a bunch of Apple. Put all your money in Apple.
Okay.
You should do that. Why can't we do that? Why can't we go back in time and then invest in the things that have done well?
Time travel doesn't exist, Greg.
Sure
it doesn't exist.
Sure it does. It is just going forward, just not backward.
Well, and I guess we can't change the way we travel through time. How about that?
Okay, yeah, that's fair enough, but we are traveling through time right now. I can feel it. I can feel it in my bones.
You can't? You can really feel time moving forward?
I can feel it moving forward. I can feel every moment I get more and more...
Your question was, why can't we go back in time?
I know. And why can't we?
Because we can't change the way we travel through time.
That's the answer. Thank you. That's the answer I was looking for.
That's what I said before. Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'm glad we're in agreement. Good.
Yeah.
We absolutely agree. Guys, remember, stop this podcast 5% before the ending, and you get 5% off. Congratulations, everybody.
5% off the time that you are listening to.
That is correct. 5% off this podcast and any podcast you like. And let's say that you buy music, you know, and you want 5% off your music. Well, every song you listen to, just remember, stop at 5% early. 5% off. In fact, I'm going to make an exclusive offer just for people listening right now. I'm going to say you can get 10% off if you want. If you want 10% off any one song on iTunes.
Mm-hmm. Grace, basically what he's saying is you just stop this podcast whenever you want.
Yeah.
He's giving you permission to do that.
If you stop it halfway through, you get 50% off. I just realized that. That's quite a discount.
Guess what, listener? You can do that on your own. It doesn't matter what Greg says. It does not even matter.
Listen, nothing of what I say matters. I feel like our listeners know that by now.
Well, then why are they still listening?
Nothing I say matters, and that is why they listen, because it's important. All right, I got an email because we don't have a sponsor for this week, but I got emailed, I got contacted by a prospective sponsor, and I want to go ahead and read this email to you.
Okay.
This just came in earlier this month. Adrian Weber wrote, two guys talking about lettuce should be sponsored by Wes Anderson's Purple Pencil Holders. It's a very good product. So I want to thank you, Adrian Weber, for offering us this sponsorship. However, I'm not a fan of Wes Anderson's purple pencil holders.
You're not?
Yeah, you know why? They're too purple. I mean, I love how they hold my pencils, but they're just too purple.
I'm looking them up. Wes Anderson purple pencil holders.
Yeah, it's a very good product, apparently. But they're for me, for my money, they're just too purple.
Okay. What's the matter with purple?
Oh, there's nothing the matter with purple.
Yeah.
It's just too purple. You don't want anything that's too purple.
Well, I mean, I feel like that's a matter of opinion.
Yeah.
Yeah. Greg, you know there's some amazing lettuce news?
Oh my God, I'm so excited about the lettuce news. Listen, we've gone a couple weeks without a podcast, so I need to hear the lettuce news, and I need to hear it right now, or I'm going to die.
Okay. Oh, geez.
I will die if I don't hear the lettuce news. In fact, I'm going to die anyway, eventually.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, I'm not going to say like when I'm going to die. I'm not going to make a prediction. You know, it's at least a couple of weeks from now.
Don't you think you'll figure out how to cheat death before?
I mean, I don't know. Technology is always improving. So it's possible. I might be able to. Maybe I could put my brain into like a robot dinosaur or something. You know, just like in Tammy and the T-Rex, which we watched on Bad Movies Live on twitch.tv/mediocrefilms.
Every
Friday and Sunday night on Twitch. Tammy and the T-Rex was hilarious, by the way.
Oh, I bet.
Yeah.
Now, is that what you would do? Why you could put your brain in any kind of robot. Why would it be a T-Rex?
Well, because why wouldn't you want to be a robotic dinosaur? I mean, they're amazing.
They're so powerful. The arms seem too short. I know.
I imagine I would be frustrated. I'm a grabby person. So I feel like I'd be like, these goddamn short arms. I think I'd probably, that's my impression of a T-Rex right now.
Okay.
God damn it. These short arms. I fucking hate these arms. Yeah.
Okay, and you want to be a T-Rex because of this?
I do, just because of the powerful jaws.
Yeah, okay. You think powerful jaws are more important than versatile arms?
I don't know. I mean, you could do a lot with powerful jaws. That's all I'm saying.
What is that supposed to mean?
Well, that's up to you to decide.
Are you being lewd?
I'm not. Can I admit something to you? I made up the thing about I Dream of Jeannie actually being called I Dream of Feces to start off with.
Oh.
I totally made that up. It's not true.
Oh, my God. You should have said that earlier. Now that people who have tuned out now are going about their day thinking that was real.
Yeah. Well, that is the reward I'm giving to people who didn't want 75% off this podcast. The people who wanted 75% off this podcast are already gone.
Oh.
Wait. But
75%. We're already more than 25% in, huh?
We are more than a quarter in already. Yeah, absolutely.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Listen, Greg. I looked up lettuce news, and this was like eight different stories. Eight different publications wrote about this.
Oh my gosh, this is going to be big. I'm excited. It better not be about food poisoning. Better not be about listeria.
It's not actually. I generally try to avoid that, but that's usually the only story.
You try to avoid listeria? What are you afraid of? What are you afraid of getting listeria?
Well, I'm not like necessarily afraid. I just don't want it.
Oh man, you should try it sometime. It is listerical.
Greg. Greg, I don't think you've ever had listeria. Hey.
Well, not that you know of.
Okay, that's true. Definitely not that I know of.
Yeah.
Okay, so this woman, Kathleen Ashmore.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
2.2 million followers on TikTok.
Yeah.
And she discovered an ingenious method for getting kids to eat lettuce.
Oh my gosh. What's the ingenious method? Oh, wait a minute. You put lettuce on a plate and give it to them.
That's part of that's most of it. Yes.
We already knew that.
Yeah.
My son eats lettuce.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't know if you know this, but I have a son.
Oh, yes, I know that.
Yeah.
You say that every time. Yeah, every time you bring him up.
His name is Marley or Darley or something like that. Barley.
Close enough.
One of those.
Okay.
It's definitely one of those. And sometimes he says, I say, what do you want for lunch? He says, I want a salad. And to him, a salad is a piece of lettuce.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, basically, she cuts them up into little squares, puts a little dressing in the middle, and calls them... what does she call them? Lettuce chips.
Oh, see. That wouldn't work for Charlie. Oh, Charlie, that's his name. It wouldn't work for him because he doesn't like dressing.
Well, I don't know what kind of dressing it is. It's It could be whatever you want to dip the lettuce leaves in. But
do you prefer dressing or undressing?
That depends on the context. It really depends. Like before bed, I certainly want to undress down to my underwear. I sleep in my underwear, Greg.
What? You don't sleep naked?
No, I don't sleep completely naked.
Well, then what do you do if you just want to just all of a sudden have sex in the middle of the night? Then what do you do?
That doesn't really happen very
what?
Often.
You don't have sex in the middle of the night. That's the best time to have sex. You wake up at like 2-3 in the morning. You can't sleep. That's only me. You shake your significant other. You shake them until they're awake, and they're like, "What? Okay. What?" And you're like, "Time to have sex."
You see, that's the bit I'm not gonna do.
Oh no, you should try it sometime. You know what? I'd tell you something. A loving mate, is never happier than when you wake them up in the middle of the night to have sex.
Okay, who told you that?
David Hasselhoff
told you that.
David Hasselhoff told me that, yeah.
Did he tell you that personally, or did he say that in a video?
Yeah, he told me that
personally.
He told me that personally.
Where did you hang out with David Hasselhoff?
At his office in Phoenix.
Okay.
He's an accountant in Phoenix. Oh, not the actor David Hasselhoff.
Oh, okay.
No.
All right.
No, I don't know the actor David Hasselhoff.
If you're going to bring up your random friend in Phoenix, David Hasselhoff, to be clear about who you're talking about. Because everyone else will think you're talking about the actor, David Hasselhoff.
No. My friend David Hasselhoff, he was on Baywatch. He's an accountant in Phoenix, you know?
Oh.
Not the TV show Baywatch.
Oh. What then?
Well, no, he worked at a place called The Bay, and he was one of the watchmen there, who's they call him on Baywatch,
and the Bay in Phoenix.
Yeah, it's just a restaurant called the Bay, and they have security. They call their security the Watchmen. So he was on Baywatch. So if you ever think of David Hasselhoff on Baywatch, you're thinking about the accountant in Phoenix.
They call him Baywatch. So
yeah, my buddy David Hasselhoff, he had a viral video go viral maybe about a decade ago, where he was really drunk. He was eating a burger. A Wendy's burger on his kitchen floor. His daughter.
Yes, this is. Recorded. I think you're confused. I think you actually know David Hasselhoff, the actor.
I don't think so. No, okay. the one I know has an office in Phoenix.
So he also has a viral video about being drunk and.
Yeah. Oh, why? Did the actor David Hasselhoff also have a viral video about being drunk on the floor eating a Wendy's?
Exactly.
Well, it's a
exactly
common. A lot of people get drunk and they eat a hamburger on their kitchen floor. That's just what you do when you get drunk.
I mean, that's not out of the realm of possibility for sure, but that's not everyone has a viral video of that. In fact, I only know of one, and that is the actor David Hasselhoff's viral video.
Can I just say that there is no better place to eat a Wendy's hamburger than on the kitchen floor? Like, if you can actually take, like, not even use a plate and just put the burger itself on the kitchen floor and then just eat it right off of that. Instead of using a plate or the paper that it comes in, that's the best way to eat a Wendy's hamburger.
All right, Greg, I want footage of you doing that tonight, shirtless.
Yeah.
Right?
Oh, boy, obviously shirtless. You got to do it shirtless.
Yeah.
And now it's time for the Patreon-only bonus section.
Are we late?
Starting now.
This portion of Two Guys Talking About Lettuce has been edited out for your listening inconvenience. If you wish to hear the complete, unedited version with the bonus talking, be sure to visit patreon.com/twoguystalkingaboutlettuce. And now, back to the edited, not as good version of the podcast.
Patreon-only bonus section is over. Oh, my God. It's over. That's the end, and I hope that you enjoyed it. Boy, did you bring it down at the end there. Man,
well,
that was depressing.
Well, that's because you decided to end it right when I brought up
bad
news.
You talked about death. It was going really, really well. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm not going to tell everybody what it was about, but we talked about the seven gods and how two of them are Felipe. Listen, you're just going to have to listen to it to find out. That's all I'm going to say.
All right. It's here, important stuff.
I was thinking that I have a theory.
Yeah,
I have a theory that there is an alternate universe that is exactly like our universe. Everything is exactly the same except for one thing, and that is that if you grow up and you don't become a blimp pilot, that you have failed and you've disappointed your parents and all of your friends and relatives. Somehow being a blimp pilot is like the thing that everybody like strives to be.
Two things. That would mean that a lot of things are different about the society. Not just, you said everything's the same except
except everybody is a blimp pilot pretty much. You know?
Okay. Yeah, so that's the second thing.
Yeah.
That's too many blimp pilots. You don't, why would you need that many blimp pilots?
You don't know how many blimps there are in the alternate universe. That's the only difference. There are so many blimps. You know, and if you don't become a blimp pilot, your mother's going to be like, yeah, you can't even fly a blimp. You're a disgrace. You're a disgrace.
Oh, my God. I don't see what the purpose of this is. And that makes it a very different world because of all the blimps around.
Jimmy's a blimp pilot. Boris is a blimp pilot. Even Denise is a blimp pilot.
Why would you need to be a blimp pilot?
You can't even fly a blimp.
Are these like individual?
You're embarrassing me. You're embarrassing me with your inability to fly a blimp.
See, I'm still a little sick, Greg.
Yeah, you are a little sick.
Yeah.
That's just what I think the alternate universe is like, and that's the only thing different, that there are just millions of blimps.
There would have to be way more differences, Greg, because if everyone's spending that much time learning how to be a blimp pilot and then being a blimp pilot.
Listen, I don't think they spend that much time. I think it's like a 2-week course.
Okay, but then they fly blimps.
Everybody's got their own blimp. Is all I'm saying.
Do they
saying.
Have other jobs? Like, would there be other work?
Yeah, they fly their blimp to work every day. The parking lots are huge in this alternate universe.
Yeah, again, that would make everything very different. Yeah, that would take up a lot of space.
You just have huge parking lots where all the blimps go.
Are there roads? Do people have cars?
Yeah, I don't know why you would need roads if you have blimps. So I don't think roads are necessary. You know,
that's also a major difference.
Let's say you're going to go visit a friend of yours who lives two blocks away. You could walk. You could walk on the grass because I'm sure there's a lot of grass. Or you could just fly your blimp a couple blocks away.
Now, what are these blimps run on? How do they get energy?
Ethanol.
Ethanol. Okay,
yeah,
that's not great.
They run on ethanol.
I mean, that's cleaner than regular gasoline, I believe, but still not, and
it makes more sense than like if I would have said ketchup. that really doesn't make sense. That would be ridiculous.
But it's unfortunate still if you're having all of these blimps flying around that run on ethanol. That seems
is it?
Yeah.
But in this alternate universe, ethanol is free and plentiful. You didn't think of that, did you?
How does that work? How is it free?
It's just another one of the things that's different. Like, and also the letter L doesn't exist.
Okay.
So when they say blimp,
they say blimp.
Yeah, well, no. They say blimp, but it's not called an L. It's called something else. I don't live there, so I don't know what it's called. The letter L doesn't exist.
Greg, you're the one making this up. They
only have even numbers. They don't have any odd numbers.
Only even numbers?
Yeah.
Well, then what?
And everyone is asexual.
What makes the numbers even is the fact that there are odd numbers. So,
nope. They only have the even numbers. And everyone is asexual. And rhinoceroses are like seven times their own size that they are here.
You're bringing up many differences. There
are a few more differences that I forgot about. Also, HBO Max is still called HBO Max. That's the other difference. They didn't change the name to Max in that alternate universe.
Now, in the so are the Fast and the Furious movies? Do they exist? And
yeah, but there's only six of them.
Based?
There's only
six. Blimp based?
They are blimp based, but there's only six of them.
Okay.
And the, and let me tell you something. If you've ever tried to drive a blimp quickly, they don't go that fast. So they just call those movies the Furious because the blimp pilots,
they're angry.
They get very angry that their blimps can't go faster.
Yeah. Okay.
But you just try speeding in a blimp. The speeding tickets also don't exist there.
Okay.
Yeah.
That makes sense. Actually.
Yeah. And no one wears pants. Everyone goes without pants.
Okay. Again, that's very, very different. That's, this sounds like the blimp thing is not really the main defining feature of this society.
Also, instead of kissing, people just punch each other in the eye.
Okay.
That's how you show affection.
But back to the blimps now. So, who invented the first blimp? Did they go from horses to blimp directly to blimps?
No. Dave.
Dave.
Yeah, Dave invented the first blimps.
Okay, but before that, was everyone using horses?
I don't know. I wasn't alive back then.
Right.
And also, I don't live in that. I don't live in that alternate dimension.
You're the one making this universe up.
I didn't make it up. It's real.
Was a theory. This with a theory.
Why do you doubt that my theories are real? Why do you doubt that?
I'm not doubting anything. I'm just asking you for more information about your theory.
Okay. Well, it sounds to me like you're full of doubt. Also, sharks have legs and they live on land, and many people die from shark attacks.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, they're very dangerous.
Very, very different. This just sounds like this universe is actually just whatever pops in your head right now.
I don't think so.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. And lamps are tiny. They're like this big. They don't give off very much light at all. Lamps are almost entirely useless. They're just, I don't know if you can see this on the audio podcast, but lamps are only this big.
Okay.
Imagine my fingers very close together.
Mm-hmm.
My fingers are about a centimeter apart. I don't mean to confuse Americans, if there are any Americans listening to this who don't know about the metric system, but a centimeter is about half an inch.
I think most Americans know what a centimeter is.
I don't think so. Because we don't have the metric system here.
But we do. They are on rulers.
What? The metric system is on rulers? Since when?
Often rulers will have two sides. It'll have the centimeter side and the inch side.
Oh, come on. That's ridiculous. Let me ask you something. How many tall... Yeah. How many tall are you?
How many tall?
Yeah. how many tall
five,
are you?
Almost six.
6 centimeters tall?
No.
How many tall are you with centimeters?
With centimeters?
Yeah.
How many? I don't even know how many inches tall I am.
Just answer the question. How many tall are you with centimeters?
Let's say I'm probably 180.
Do you know that's one of the most common questions that people ask me when people write me emails or send like a telex? That's one of the most common questions I get, especially over telex. How many tall are you? They ask. I get that a lot. Let me ask you something. Did you change the artwork for Two Guys Talking About Lettuce to the new AI-generated lettuce cover artwork?
I did not.
Well, I have a feeling that you're going to do that this week because it is beautiful. And I want to thank Matt, who's also known as Razorblades2112, Razorblades, Matt, thank you for the new AI-generated lettuce cover artwork. It really kind of sums up who we are and what we do.
It really is pretty great, except that I don't have a beard in it.
Well, you also don't have a beard in real life. So, I mean, it kind of matches your reality.
No, I do have a beard in real life.
Okay, all I'm hearing from you is arguments and excuses.
No, I'm just observing.
Okay.
And relaying the information about what I'm observing.
Did you ever see that episode of I Dream of Feces where Roger goes into work and then the feces keeps showing up at the most inopportune times? And he, like, his boss is like, "If I see that feces in your office one more time, you're fired, Roger." And he's like, "But sir, I have no control over when it appears." And then the feces just pops up again. Like, and then it's on his boss's desk, and he keeps like trying to stand in front of it so his boss doesn't see the feces on the desk. You remember that one? And the boss says,
"No,
what are you covering up something, Roger?" And he's like, "No," and he's like taking his hand, he's trying to put the feces in his own back pocket, but it's smeared all over the desk.
No, do you remember no,
that?
No.
That episode's hilarious, and his boss great. Almost finds out.
I Dream of Feces is a show you just made up.
No, I don't think so, because I clearly remember this episode. It was hilarious. It was hilarious.
Yeah. I Dream of Feces. That sounds like a pretty good show. I mean, for like 5 minutes.
Yeah, it'd be a great YouTube video if they remade I Dream of Jeannie, but you use AI. One of these days, you'll just be able to do that. You'll just be like, hey, AI, make a 5-minute episode of I Dream of Jeannie, except replace Jeannie with feces. And then it would just make it like in 20 seconds, and then you'd have this hilarious 5-minute video.
All right.
That's going to exist like 3 years from now.
Why don't you do that? Why don't you?
I don't want to wait 3 years. I'm too impatient.
Well, you could actually just make the video.
I'm too lazy. No.
Okay. Yep. See, that's the problem. When you get older, you get lazier, I noticed.
It's true. I don't even know how to fly a blimp.
No. Most people don't know how to fly a blimp.
Nah.
You're a disgrace. You don't even know how to fly a blimp.
Is that what your mom sounded like?
Yeah, my mom does sound like that. I just talked to her on the phone this morning, and she did yell at me and said I was a disgrace.
And she said it like the mom on All in the Family.
Oh, Edith. Edith Bunker.
Yeah.
You can just say Edith Bunker.
You're a disgrace.
You can just say Edith Bunker. We all know who Edith Bunker is.
I forgot her name.
Her name's Edith Bunker.
Okay, sure.
Yeah. Bunker.
Yeah, I get it. I got it.
Bunker is her last name.
Okay.
Yep.
You see that Christopher Nolan movie, Dunkirk? That's a good movie.
You know what? Dunkirk actually was a good movie. I did like that movie. But in general, we've talked about this. Not a big fan of Christopher Nolan movies. Just not a fan.
I'm often not a huge fan either. I liked Dunkirk as well.
Dunkirk,
Greg, I got some more lettuce news.
Oh, thank God.
Mm-hmm. There's a new trend on TikTok again. Lettuce water. People
do tell.
Someone is claiming that they boil water with lettuce and they add peppermint and they drink it and it helps them sleep. Lettuce water helps them sleep.
Okay. You know what I say to them? They can just fuck off. That's all I say to them. You drink lettuce water if you drink lettuce water with peppermint, you can fuck right off. That's what I think of you with your fucking peppermint lettuce water.
I mean,
I'm just angry. I'm angry at someone who would even just say like, oh, hey, everybody on TikTok, this is a thing you can do now. This is a thing you can do. You know what else you can do? Why don't you go punch police officers in the dick? That's another thing you can do. It helps you sleep better.
Those are very different things.
Yeah, but
Greg,
it's just as bad of an idea.
It's
just as damaging, I think.
Greg, I didn't expect this much anger from you about this.
Both of those things are going to get you arrested. That's all I'm saying.
No, I don't think lettuce water will get you arrested.
I think it will. You punch a police officer in the dick, you're going to get arrested. That's all I'm saying.
That's for sure. That's
so we agree.
True. Yeah. No.
We're both saying the same thing.
No. I'm agreeing with a different thing that you said.
Okay.
It doesn't mean I'm agreeing with everything you said.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. You know, our relationship would be much easier if you just agree with everything I say.
Okay, from now on, I agree with everything you say. Everything you say from the rest of this podcast.
Oh shoot! We just lost a bunch of people who wanted to get 5% off.
Oh no!
Which means
we passed the 5%.
We are now in the last 5% of this episode.
Are you? Wait, you have a. How do you know that we lost those people? Because the
listener count just went down.
No, this isn't live, Greg. They're recording and they're going to listen later.
I know, and it just dropped by like 37 people.
So whatever, either you're looking at nonsense right now or you are looking at a measurement device that's measuring the future.
Yeah, I have one of those, yeah. I do have one of those.
Okay, that doesn't exist.
Let me tell you something. They're pricey, but if you buy it off of Temu, then they're a little more, then they're only like $6. Normally, like $140.
That's also quite cheap for something that measures the future.
I don't know. It's not that useful. You'd think it'd be useful. It's not that useful.
Well, what about stocks? What about the stock market?
Yeah, it has that, sure. Yeah, it tells you what stocks are going to do tomorrow.
You could easily be a millionaire then.
Yeah, but it just doesn't work that well. It's not that good. It tells you things you already know, like stocks are going to be doing pretty well tomorrow. It's just not very specific.
It doesn't matter. I would put a bunch of money in.
Put your money in. Take it stocks. Out at 2 p.m. Eastern tomorrow. That's what it says. It's more specific than I thought.
Have you tried to do this?
Yeah, I did, and I just made a bunch of money, and I'm like, what's the point?
Why do you sound annoyed by this? You were making a lot of money.
Hey, Craig, listen, I understand you are very materialistic, but to me, money doesn't matter. You know what I mean? Money doesn't the world go round.
Yeah, it doesn't matter to you if you've made a ton of it with your magical device.
Do you know what makes the world go round? Love.
Gravity?
No, love. Love does. Love literally makes the world go round.
Only people who say that money doesn't matter are people who have a lot of it.
Yeah.
Or none of it.
And I also do have a lot of it and none of it.
No, you can't. That's not true. So how much money did you make off this device so far?
About $17 million, something like that. $18 million,
Lord,
something like that.
Good Lord, Greg. That's an enormous amount of money. That's enormous.
Yeah, I just tipped. I just gave it as a tip at Starbucks.
All of it?
Yeah. You know,
well, that's fine. I mean, if you can make that much that easily, then it doesn't matter.
Yeah, I made that like a day.
Okay, I mean, just keep making that, and you're fine, and keep giving it to people.
And let me tell you something. When I go back to Starbucks, they give me the best service. But the funny thing is, after that $17-18 million tip, after that, I don't tip anymore.
Oh,
so they give me amazing service, and I get it for free. They'll even give me free drinks. They'll even say, "Hey, you want another peppermint mocha latte
hack.
With?"
I'm surprised that the person you gave the money to is still there, though.
Yeah, no, they are. They're
are they still there?
Yeah, they are still there. Yeah.
Why?
Well, apparently they had a lot of debt, and that barely dented the debt that they have.
How do you accrue that much debt? How do you do that?
Yeah, I don't know, but they did. I asked them, I said, about how much debt do you have? And they said, about $350, $400 million.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. So that's $17, $18 million was put
barely. Who is this person? You can't get that much debt. How can you do that?
Yeah. I don't know. Ask Gary.
His name was Gary?
His name is Gary, yeah.
Is Gary, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
You said his name was Gary. I don't know if he's changed it, but I mean, last time I went in, his name was Gary, and I'm assuming it still is Gary. So, Gary, if you're listening to this, I'm sorry you got yourself in the hole so much, man.
How can someone get that far into debt? I don't know. Like, you'd have to buy several million-dollar properties, and they burn down. I don't know. I don't understand. What? How would this work?
I don't know. You're gonna have to ask Gary. Gary, come on over here. I got Gary right here. Gary?
Oh, Gary's here.
Gary's here. Gary, come on over. No, come on. Don't be shy, man. Come on. Don't you want to talk to Craig? I'm sorry. He's being really shy right now. He doesn't want to talk to you.
Okay.
All right. See you later, Gary. Hey, give me another peppermint mocha. Okay. Thanks.
Mm-hmm. Why is Gary in your house?
Because you never know when I'm going to want a peppermint mocha. By the way, can I just say one thing?
I'm beginning to think you're making this all up.
No. The only thing that I've made up is that I would want a peppermint mocha. I've never had a peppermint mocha in my life. But I just thought it would be a funny drink. You know?
Yeah, I would never have a peppermint mocha either.
Do you remember that episode
in general,
of
too sweet?
Remember that episode of I Dream of Feces where they almost got off the island and the skipper was like, "Oh, Gilligan, you foiled our plans again. Curses."
Every episode of Gilligan's Island?
No. I'd say I Dream of Feces.
I didn't hear what you just said because the cord of my headphones just fell out.
Why do you always have the cord falling out?
I don't know. I fidget. I fidget.
You fidget and then you sort of do this and then you hit the cord and then it just comes out?
I guess so. Wait, let's go back to Gilligan's Island. Which episode are we talking about?
No, it's I Dream of Feces. It's the episode of I Dream of Feces.
Oh, okay.
Remember Mr. Howell? And Ginger,
No, that's Marianne. Gilligan's Island. Okay. Gilligan's Island. Okay. Yeah. Greg, if you were stranded on an island.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
How would you feel?
Pretty good.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, pretty good.
Why?
I don't know. I like beaches.
Yeah, but you'd only have a limited amount of food. You'd have...
Oh, no. There's a Carl's Jr. there. I'd be fine.
Oh, okay.
And then whenever I want anything else, I just get on my helicopter. There's a helicopter pad. I get in the helicopter. I fly over to the mainland.
Stranded. Stranded on the island.
Yeah, I'm stranded there until I fly back to the mainland on my helicopter.
Stranded. No.
It's only like stranded. It's a 20-minute helicopter ride.
Okay. Not this island. This is a different island. No helicopter. No Carl's Jr.
No, I have whatever island you put me on, I have a Carl's Jr. and a helicopter. And let me tell you something. I don't even like Carl's Jr. that much. It's fine. I eat there every once in a while. You know.
Yeah, it's fine.
It's fine.
I made a list of fast food places that didn't even make my top 10 on that episode of Two Guys.
Okay.
Although, thinking back, maybe it should have.
It probably should have. I mean, I would put it... I definitely put it over McDonald's, and I'd probably put it over Burger King, too. I'd say Carl's Jr. is probably better than this.
McDonald's is up there for me sometimes. No. Depends. Sometimes I'm craving it.
I can't.
It depends.
No.
Right now, no, it's low on the list. I don't want McDonald's right now.
Good. Because I was going to say, I'd put an end to this podcast. If you insisted that McDonald's was in the top 10, I would say that's the end of Two Guys.
I did
talking about
it was
lettuce
in my top 10.
Thank you so much for listening. Lettuce. It has been a pleasure having you all in this episode of Two Guys talking about lettuce. Until next week, I'm Greg Benson, lettuce.
And I'm Craig Feces.
That's what I would say if you insisted that it would be on your. In your top 10. I would basically put it
in. But it was
in
my top 10 on the list.
Oh, well, then I better end the episode. That's the end of this episode of Two Guys Talking About Lettuce. Thank you so much for listening. My name is Greg Benson.
We already did this.
No, before it was an example. Now it's the real. Okay, now we have to do it again because you didn't do your part where you say I'm Craig Benzine.
Why would we do an example of a sign-off in the episode?
I was giving an example of what I would say. Listen, I don't want to. Okay. I don't argue. I don't want to end this with an argument. So let's just end it with this. That's the end of this episode of Two Guys Talking About Lettuce. Goodbye.
I'm Craig Benzine.